This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Summer can be a time for fun and relaxation, but it can also be a time for fun learning. The School of Education at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is hosting two summer camps getting students interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. The camps include the Girl Scouts Power Up Camp and the First West Broaden Horizons Camp, both of them starting next week. They're facilitated by students in the Master of Arts in Teaching, or MAT program. Joining me now to talk about the camps is Tiffany Jackson. She's the ULM Teach Project Manager and Professional Development Coordinator for the School of Education. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you for having me.
Before we start talking about these camps, first, let's do a little background on the Masters of Arts in Teaching program. We often call it the MAT program.
Exactly. The Master of Arts in Teaching program provides an alternative route to certification for mid-career changers and recent graduates from other disciplines.
And this is kind of paired with what we call the TEACH program. At one time, the TEACH Northeast, for those of you who remember, but right now it's called the TEACH program at ULM.
Exactly. And they're used synonymously often, and people have a hard time determining what's the difference. The Master of Arts in Teaching program is an actual educational program that's conferring the degree for the student. But when we refer to either the TEACH Northeast or the TEACH Project, which it is right now, it's also been called TEACH Delta Region. That's basically the name that's given to the transition to teaching grant that we receive from the U.S. Department of Education.
So what are the benefits of having these people with other kinds of life experiences move into the profession of teaching?
Well, the great thing is that they come with this vast content knowledge from either their undergraduate degree or the life experiences that they've had before they change their careers. And so we know in education it's extremely important for us to provide relevance for anything that we're teaching to students, and they're able to bring that real life experience to bear when they're in the classroom.
So these two camps going on, we'll start talking about the First Baptist Church, the Broaden Horizons STEM Camp. TEACH Project staff members are going to be working as well as MAT students. So talk about how this fits into that educational experience and the leadership there.
Right. Actually, those teacher leaders that you referred to are alums from the Master of Arts in Teaching program. So they've come through the project already, and they know what it's like. They know what it's like for the students that are there now. They are alternatively certified, so they also have that background, that vast content knowledge that they bring to the program. And they've gone through the program and shown that they can be effective in the classroom. We ask them to come back if they've had at least 3 years of effective teaching and that they've been fully certified and highly qualified in their area of expertise.
And this has got to be also, I mean, a huge experience for the students that are in the camp. I mean, they're solving a murder mystery, they're doing public service announcements,
yes,
and lots of really different fun activities, but
yes,
also great experiences in learning.
Exactly. We really look to providing experiential learning for the students. So it's not just paper pencil, but we also make sure that it's rigorous and that it's all standards based. So on the backside of it, we teach the students that teaching is supposed to be like a play or performance. And so all the really hard work happens behind the curtains and before the performance. And so they are making sure that they build those standards in there for the students and that there's real learning happening, but we try to mask all that learning since it's summertime and make sure that they're having lots of fun and they're learning new things and they're super engaged. But like I said, the learning is always there present.
Well, let's turn to the other camp that does still have some availability starting next Monday, the Girl Scouts Power Up Camp. Tell us about this camp.
Yes, this is actually our third year that we're partnering with the Girl Scouts of Louisiana Pines to the Gulf. And we're super excited about that because they bring their energy and they also bring in a curriculum that they use year long with all of their students at every level. And the Girl Scouts are a huge supporter for girls in sciences and girls in STEM-related activities. And so we merged together our two visions and what we wanted to happen with the students, and we're able to come up with some very interactive, engaging activities. The girls come and are not only able to experience this venue, being here on the campus and being in the classrooms, but they're also able to learn from what I said as master teachers. They're able to interact with things in their environment and see how what they're doing every day is actually science related.
And let's talk about the Girl Scouts, because this is geared toward upper elementary and middle school students. What kinds of things are they going to be able to do during this camp next week?
Wow, there's so many, it's hard to list, but I will say that they're going to be recycling and making paper. They're going to be building robots. They're going to be launching rockets. And that's just to name a few. There's going to be so many things going on, using kinetic sand and measuring their carbon footprint. So there's so many things that they'll be involved in. The kids are going to have an awesome time.
So if you're hooked and you're ready to sign a Girl Scout up for this right now, what do you do next?
Okay. If you're hooked and you're ready to sign a Girl Scout up right now, you can reach me at 318-342-1292. Of course, there's a short window of time before Monday. So if you're not able to get through and make sure that your student is registered, then you can bring them to Walker Hall on University of Louisiana's campus, and they can sign them up on that at that time. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I would suggest if your student is not pre-registered, you can bring them at 8:30.
Tiffany Jackson is the ULM Teach Project Manager and Professional Development Coordinator for the School of Education here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Tiffany, thanks so much for talking with us about these camps.
Thank you for having me.